Our guest in the cafe this morning is Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent Sarah Latham. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a bad season for the flu. In fact, you said you had the flu and your little guy had.
Yes, it has been a rough season for people getting the flu. We both had the flu over the Christmas break, and then we got back and we've just now gotten over a cold. And so we've been down for a little while.
Yeah, and Bonham was closed, and Cumbie was closed. The school districts were closed.
Yes, it's just not worth the risk. And once you get a certain percentage of your students out, it's just better to get everyone away from each other, disinfect your schools. And I know that a lot of the schools in the area have considered that to make sure that they can get let everyone rest, not be around each other, and give themselves chance to clean.
And they go and they clean the school, the classrooms, and the buses, and so forth. But you all shared the AgriLife Extension folks shared on Facebook the other day an article about telling the difference between the cold and the flu.
Yes, and it's oftentimes hard to tell. I mean, the cold comes on strong, and it does. You wonder what it is, but oftentimes with the flu, it's going to last longer. You're going to have a higher fever. Usually with the flu, you're going to run a fever over 100. You're going to have body aches and chills, and it is hard to tell. So it's the best way, if you're starting to feel anything like that, to go on and get to the doctor, especially as rampant as it's going around right now and as many people as are coming down with illnesses, to go on and go to the doctor, and they can do a flu swab and test for you, because you can treat the flu. There are certain things that can, if they get it checked quick enough.
Mm-hmm. That's the key, to get to it quickly. But yeah, one thing in this article said, and again, it's kind of a fine line, especially there in the early stages, but the flu is your fever is going to be higher, or you're going to be up there around 100 or so. And with the cold, you're probably not quite that high.
Sometimes in children, they can run a fever with cold, but usually in adults, they don't run a fever. Maybe just a little bit of elevated temperature, but not like they would with the flu. Mm-hmm.
Another symptom of the flu would be, it says, a persistent dry cough would be a signal you have something worse than the common cold.
And I know one of the strains that's going around here right now, it definitely is a very strong cough, and it lingers on for several weeks. My son and I both, it took us a while to get over the cough.
It was interesting, and you already made this point, but I guess we know this, but it's interesting that doctors can treat the flu, which is the worst ailment, but not the cold.
Right, and I do find that interesting also, and maybe it's the amount of time that it takes to get over a cold versus the amount of time that it takes to get over the flu. One of the things that I've always, I do get a flu shot, and I have had the flu on a year that I didn't have the flu shot, and it was much, much worse getting over it than the year that I did. So even though I did catch the flu after getting a flu shot, it didn't take me as long to get over it this past year.
Of course, that recommendation is in this article. Do get the flu vaccine, although they say it's not as effective this year. We had Kim Sines in here from the Hunt Regional Emergency Center a few weeks ago, and that was one of the things that she said, that it may not be as effective, but if you do get the flu, it won't be as bad.
Not as bad. And I can vouch for that personal. I agree with that. Yeah. I can say that. It was much easier this year. And also just washing your hands. And if you're sick, don't go out. Or if you're around someone that you think has symptoms, try to stay away from them. You know, be aware of your surroundings so that you're not putting yourself in the place to catch something that you don't need to catch.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Sarah Latham with Hunt County AgriLife Extension. And we're talking about kind of telling the difference between the cold and the flu. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to tell. And of course, flu has been very bad this year. Apparently, the Tamiflu is very, very effective.
Yes.
As a treatment.
It is, especially if you catch it early. If you go to the doctor too late, then they usually won't prescribe that for you, because it's not as effective once you've progressed on with the flu. So early detection is very key in being able to get prescribed Tamiflu.
Okay, good. Well, this is helpful, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed, and that it doesn't get worse, and that maybe we're over the worst of it.
Well, and peak flu season usually hits around March, and so we've still got a few more months to go until we hit peak flu season. And so right now, in these next few weeks and few months, it's really good to take precautions to make sure that we don't get sick.
I was at the doctor not long ago for something else, and happened to be there, and that's why I asked. I said, is it too late to have the flu shot? And they said, no. So even if you haven't,
go ahead and get it.
We'll probably do it now.
Is anything that you can avoid to get that flu test when you're in the doctor's office? I definitely say do.
Oh, yeah?
It is not a pleasant test
at
all.
Really?
Especially if you have young ones. Young ones really don't like that.
The swab?
It's a nose swab, and it feels more like a brain swab.
It goes way up.
Oh,
I'm glad you told me that. I did not know that. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, Hunt County AgriLife Extension agent, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.